Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Let's see if we can wrap up the advice that Pastor James gives to his church members in regard to facing trials in a helpful and God-honoring way in James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. He says, "My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and have seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful." Thus far, we have seen a category to imitate, a promise to encourage, an example to instruct, and today we will look at a result to strengthen. Thank you for joining me on this Monday, October 1. And thank you so much, those of you who help us financially, to maintain the Beacon Broadcast on this station. All right, how to face your trials? Some divine reminders to encourage God's people in the face of trials, which we all have regularly. Pastor James gives us, first of all, a category to imitate. He says, take the Old Testament prophets as an example of suffering and patience, and we can learn an awful lot. We could take that one statement in verse 10 and start combing through the Old Testament and take example after example after example of Old Testament prophets and review the life of each one and talk about the ways that different ones suffered and why they suffered and how they responded to it, and that could turn into a long, long series, but a very helpful one to be sure. But we'll just leave it at that and say, here's some good advice from Pastor James. If you want some help with your sufferings, then get into your Bible and don't just stick to reading the New Testament or just reading the Psalms. Get into the Old Testament and particularly into the information about those Old Testament saints of God who suffered. And learn. Learn how they suffered. And imitate them. Learn to imitate them. Take them as an example. But number two, there was a promise that ought to encourage us in the face of suffering, and that was the statement of verse 11 when he said, "Indeed, we count them blessed who endure." And it's just a reminder of God's blessing upon those who face their sufferings in a godly way. God blesses those who suffer for his name's sake. God blesses those who suffer with the right heart attitude, who endure suffering in the way that the Bible teaches us to endure suffering. God blesses those who do that. And God's blessing is not simply pronouncing some words. It's not saying, "God bless you." God's blessing is a tangible outpouring of his grace, his strength, his reward, his promises. The blessing of God is a big deal, and God blesses those who endure suffering. Take encouragement from that. The third thing that James tells us is to learn from the example of Job. Not only from the Old Testament prophets, general category, but a specific example, namely Job. And again, I think that's one of the most instructive books in all the Bible. Old Testament book. Most people have never read through the book of Job. Have you? I recognize that it does get a little tedious sometimes when you get into all of this conversation. Here's a chapter two of what Bildad said, and here's a chapter two of what Elihu said, interspersed with what Job said to each one of them. And it can get a little bit tedious, I grant you that, but I have read through the book of Job, I don't know how many times, 40, 50 times or more. Oh, I'm sure more than that, actually, over the years. And it doesn't take long until you begin to really pick up some very helpful insights. It might seem tedious the first time or two through, but just keep repeating it. Go back again. Chapters 1 and 2 are easy to read, by the way. That's pretty much narrative, kind of sets the scene for the story, and that's not difficult at all. But then you do have to plow a little bit through the remainder of the book. When you come to the end, you also find it gets a little easier. But yeah, that's a little bit tedious to read all this dialogue back and forth. But there are some nuggets in there, and that will help you with your suffering. This is an example that God has given us in His Word to instruct us in regard to our suffering. And here we suffer and cry out to God, help me! And God has already given us the help in His Word, and we're ignoring the help that God has given. That's not too smart, is it? Do you hear what I'm saying? We suffer. We cry out to God for help in our suffering. Help me to understand. Help me to endure. Help me to know how to face this trial. Good prayers. But we ask God to help us and ignore the help that God has already given. What we ought to do is open the book of Job and say, God, help me to understand this book. Help me to draw from this book the lessons that you put in here for people who suffer. Help me to receive from this portion of your word that which you put into this portion to help people who are suffering. That's the way our prayers ought to be, because God has already given us a great measure of help in the book of Job if we will just avail ourselves of it. But finally, there is a result designed to strengthen us, to encourage us, and that's the last part of verse 11. We read, you have heard of the perseverance of Job, and then this, and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. The end. The word means purpose, God's purposes. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the purpose intended by the Lord. The songwriter said God moves in a mysterious way His wonders to perform. God had wonderful purposes in mind for all of these things that He brought into the life of Job. And we can read about that in the Scriptures. We can see the purpose intended by the Lord. And what are some of those purposes? Number one, to expose the lies of Satan. Number two, to increase the spirituality of Job, to increase his humility, to increase his knowledge of God and of other areas of truth, to increase his sensitivity to the trials of others. Yes, the trials were brought to bring development and maturity to Job. What else? God's purpose was to reward the faithfulness of Job. When the trial was all over, and here the word end takes on more of the meaning that we would normally associate with it. When the trial was all over, you remember that God restored to Job his wealth, in fact, twice as much as before, and God restored to Job another family of children, the same number that he lost in the first place. Now, I'm sure that didn't, in a sense, wipe out the memory of his first children and the hurt and sorrow that he would carry to his grave with the loss of his children that he loved. But nevertheless, God showed this reward, this great reward that he brought to Job because of his perseverance under trial. What else? Well, God wanted to demonstrate the compassion and mercy of God. And you'll have to read the book carefully, but as you read it, you'll begin to see that popping out all through the book, and particularly at the end. And so, yes, indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and have seen the end or the purpose intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. There's the statement about it. God's compassion and mercy. God is full of compassion. God is filled full with compassion. God's heart goes out to those in need. Trials, my friend, do not disprove God's compassion and mercy, because compassion is a feeling of his heart. His heart is compassionate toward those who are in need, and his mercy is his active aid. God brings aid. Well, you say, well, why does he bring the trial in the first place if he is compassionate toward those in need, and if he extends mercy toward those who are suffering trials? Why doesn't he just eliminate the trial to start with so he doesn't have to feel this compassion and minister this mercy? Because there are other purposes in the trial that can only be accomplished with the trial. Only by this trial could the lies of Satan be exposed. Go back and read Job chapters 1 and 2. Only by this trial could Job be brought to grow in his spiritual development. Shielding him from having the trial couldn't have accomplished that. But bringing him through the trial, but demonstrating his compassion and mercy to Job during the trial, allowed Job to benefit from the trial in a way that he couldn't benefit without it, but also to demonstrate the compassion and mercy of God. And God's mercy to us in our trials demonstrates the heart of God, his compassion and mercy. God's accomplishments in our trials demonstrate his wisdom and his love. And so the point is this, that if we remain loyal to God in our trials, as Job was, we will experience his compassion and mercy. Don't you want to experience that from God? And our endurance through trials is used by God to prove his mercy and compassion to us and a demonstration of it to others. So when you're facing a trial, persevere faithfully, trustingly, believingly. Honor the Lord. Pray for his grace. Remind yourself that God is good. Believe him. Trust him. Honor him. Be faithful to him. Don't believe the lies that Satan will bring to you. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. The Lord is good. Tell it that others may know. Tell of his blessing and tell of his love. Tell how he's coming from heaven above. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. O blessed God, how kind are all thy ways to me, whose once benighted mind was enmity with thee, but now subdued by sovereign grace, my spirit longs for thine embrace. These are the lessons that we learn in suffering. These are the lessons that we learn from the life of Job. These are the lessons we learn when we turn to God instead of away from him in the midst of our trials. These are the lessons that God intends to bring into our lives with the trials that he sends. May God help us to learn them. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.